What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson, making another video here. I'm about to show you Rolo's fucking mentality here, right? Of what he thinks about you, the MGTOW community. Since he's been kicked out of MGTOW, and he's been rejected and painted as a PUA, and he's proudly boasted about this in one of his other videos that, you know, he actually venerates the PUA community. Oh, because it has set landmarks and, you know, done all this shit. Like, it's set the way for, you know, the red pill. In other words, he wants you to use the red pill to manipulate your way into some fucking pussy. His mentality is literally that of a fucking child. He believes in gaining status, leaving a mark on society. But he hasn't really grown up from any of his shit that he's done. He still chases fame. He still chases popularity. He still fucking chases all this shit that I fucking once did when I was in middle school. He hasn't grown up from that. And he never will. And he's trying to imprint that onto you as men. Trying to lead you astray and trying to fucking get you to believe that every one of you can be a fucking rock star in his, you know. He's like a fucking pickup artist Socrates, if you were. Watch, check this out.
Hi, Rolo. Every guy on the planet would only commit to a woman with a low body count. Is there any... No, they wouldn't. I got the stats to show it. Every guy...
He's not wrong, man. A lot of fucking my buddies, They're in relationships with single moms. Like 90% of them. Including myself. I was wrapped up in some bullshit like that. Let me tell you this. When I woke up after that fucking breakup that almost fucking had me hanging from a goddamn tree, I woke up and realized, why the fuck would I even consider killing myself over a woman who doesn't give a shit about me? Why? Why would I ever fucking imagine that? And so, you know, after some careful thought, I realized I was a fucking idiot. I was in the wrong. So what I decided to do was just unfuck myself. I decided I was going to do something better with my life instead of trying to fucking end myself. Instead of allowing this woman to take up a majority of my life, I was going to better myself. But I had to go on that journey on my own. And then I started following Rolo, and he tried to drag me back in. His message was just... It's like when I heard him, when I was listening to him, there was just something negative about it, like a cognitive dissonance. Where I was just like, there's something off about this. And the more I started to dig, and the more people I started to hear that were against him, they couldn't quite put it into words, but I finally figured it out. See, Rolo does this over and over again. He gives you statistics and then tells you, all you gotta do is just become an alpha. Go out, make money, leave your mark on the world, have a bunch of kids, and if it works out, great. If it doesn't, oh well. At least you left a mark on the world before you went out. That's his philosophy. It's a childish fucking notion of what masculinity really is. Masculinity is sacrifice, dude. Masculinity is endurance. Masculinity is literally dying and hoping. What I've noticed is that it's like hoping for everybody to fucking remember your name. That's what real masculinity is. but I wanted to show you this because I want to just prove to you that this guy has like a childish mentality. And the way he thinks about you proves this. Check this out.
Because like nothing but the best will do. Don't settle for anything less than the best. That's exactly the same narrative that you'll hear from like the more spurgy side of the black pill. The guys are like, well, I wouldn't wipe them up because they're not worth my while. I have more respect for myself than that. I'd rather jerk off, which is what you're doing anyways, than have to go to those clubs and see those collagen lips and why we need a nice, good country girl from Kentucky, Paducah, Kentucky.
See what I mean? He shits on you. He doesn't even understand. Like his mindset is like that of a Looney Tunes cartoon. Of his depiction of you is a Looney Tunes cartoon. So if you have, he doesn't say like, you know, oh, I'm only going to go out there and get a woman who shares the same values and principles and ethics that I do, the same, you know, political, philosophical, you know, upbringing that I had. You know, we're going to, you know, have the same conservative value. No, he didn't say any of that. It's just about low body count and making money. Fucking childish bullshit. If the average household brings home about 40 to 60, maybe even 70,000, you know, if the man's at work and the woman's at home taking care of the family, that's what you should be expecting. As a matter of fact, one of my bosses is making 75 grand a year. And his wife, who's at home, you know what she does? She has a little business. Marketing. Something that she can do from home. She's helping him. She's aiding him. She's providing something to the relationship while she's raising kids. From home. That's what she provides. Another buddy of mine, his wife is a graphics designer. So she designs stuff for people while she's raising kids. Another buddy of mine, she literally designs jewelry for jewelers. She has little contracts here and there. It's kind of cute, really. But she fucking makes $200-$300 off of a simple design. Sometimes 75. You know, 75 a design, and she sells like 5 of those. But my point is that they're bringing in something. It's like if a man went out and became, you know, is a carpenter and his wife sells fucking tamales on the side of the road while she's taking care of the kids so that they can bring home an extra $200-$300. Like, dude, it's something. And I see this shit all the time. And what does Rollo do? What does Rollo do?
Spurgy side of the black pill. The guys are, well, I wouldn't wipe them up because they're not worth my while. I have more respect for myself than that. I'd rather jerk off, which is what you're doing anyways, than have to go to those clubs and see those collagen lips and why we need a nice, good country girl from Kentucky, Paducah.
That's what he thinks about you. That's what he fucking thinks about you. He thinks that's the limit of your fucking mindset because every one of his fan bases, that's all they fucking talk about. That's as narrow-minded as they have themselves believing. That a woman's body count, it literally is the definition of who she is. It's not everything. It's like I said, it's the tip of the spear. But it's not everything. And like I said before, if I don't give a shit about your body count, it's because I don't give a shit about you. I'm going to dump you. I know that you're not the right one for me. But if it's a good girl, a good solid girl, yeah, I'm going to ask. Hey, by the way, how many partnerships have you had in the past? Just so that I know what I'm getting into, if I'm going to be replaceable. If I see a girl who, like, at the girl, like, again, when I keep mentioning this. I went to a concert. There was a stripper there. She was just like trying to fucking, you know, come near me and shit. And I overheard her just talking, and she's talking about, you know, how many guys that she was with, you know, that past month, and it was somewhere like 10. I immediately just started to kind of like inch away. Because in my mindset, what she said wasn't so much the bodies, it's so much that she has a childish mindset that I don't want to fucking be a part of anymore. I'm tired of that. If all you're doing is seeking fun, then there's really nothing in common that you have with me. You and I are just completely two different people. And it's okay. You can go about your life. But I take my life a little more serious. I take my friendships and my relationships a lot more serious. There's nothing but honor and respect in my relationships and in my friendships. And this is, you know, the body count thing is literally just the tip of the spear. But this is this man's sole focus. Him and his audience, his sole focus is just nothing but revolving around sex and fame and money. That's it. There's no other substance in what he's fucking discussing. There's nothing about fucking principles. He doesn't say, hey man, you should really take the time to narrow down what it is you're... It's like the one thing that I hear about Hammer all the time. Ethics, values, principles, and morals. Do you want to know why I don't fucking include morals into that? Because even in the Bible it says morals are fleeting. They change like the wind. What was fucking moralistically or morally correct last year isn't morally correct this year. Fuck, when I was a kid, abortions were looked down on. Women wouldn't even have considered that. And now look. In my generation, it went from being morally incorrect to being a fucking human right to kill a kid. Up to 9 months. That's why I do not fucking follow morals anymore. The person with the most morals, from what I've seen, tends to be the most unhinged. Who doesn't follow any of the morals that they preach. Who has no ethics, no principles, and nothing that they value. And I stay the fuck away from them. Because 90% of the time, the people that only live by morals tend to fucking replace the other part of their life. Instead of replacing it with God or any kind of authoritarian figure, whether it be imaginary or not, they replace it with fucking pseudo-spiritual magic and they fucking follow nothing by it. Why? Because they know in their heart that that shit is bullshit. And they can fucking bring it up. Just like bringing up music, it's just another topic to talk about. And so, that's why I don't follow with I don't get along with those people. I stay the fuck away from them. But somebody who, you know, I overhear them talking about, you know, the way that they, you know. Certain politicians behave, I'm like, huh, that's interesting. It's not so much that they're talking about politics, it's more so about the behavior of, you know, the contradictions. And again, as much as I love Hammerhand, same thing with Undead Chronic and his crew. Gluttony and getting drunk. You know, those aren't principles that were in the Bible. As a matter of fact, fucking... They tell you to refrain from getting drunk. It's okay to drink, but not to get drunk. And they're constantly getting fucked up on stream. Same thing with Hammerhand. Fucking tells you, oh, these women who run around and they have OnlyFans and shit. And he's got fucking people in his fucking crew that do OnlyFans. That make porn for a living. Not, and again, I follow those guys. Because they're funny. But don't on one hand tell me... what not to follow and what not to fucking and belittle and to eradicate and to punish, you know, don't, they tell me not to surround myself with those people while simultaneously them surrounding themselves with those people. And it's frustrating. Because it reminds me of fucking Rollo. And in my mind, if you're going to surround yourself with those people, just don't fucking say shit. If you're going to surround yourself with people that do porn, that are going to fucking drink, that are going to sleep around and criticize other women for sleeping around, maybe, just fucking maybe, you should take the time to understand that contradiction, take a step back, and rearrange and unfuck that spaghetti noodle fucking plate that you got going on there. And again, I love those guys. They're funny. Sometimes they say some really profound shit. Other times it's just hilarious. But what bothers me is they make all these judgments about people while simultaneously surround... Again, like I may have mentioned about this about 3 times already. I don't know how many other times I can reiterate it. But criticizing other people and then surrounding yourself with the very people that you're criticizing... with the very types of people that you're criticizing makes no sense to me. The same shit that fucking Rollo's doing. He's criticizing everybody for having this childish mentality of, I'm only going to get a woman with a low body count from Kentucky Durator. And his childish notion of fucking alpha is literally that of a 15-year-old. Fame, money, and power, and status. Doesn't tell you how to fucking venerate a chick, vet a chick. Doesn't tell you how to protect your heart. Doesn't give you the warning signs. Doesn't do anything other than you got to work on your money. You got to work on your fame. You got to work on leave a mark on the world before all 150,000 of you in my sub box need to make an impact on the world. All 150,000 of you men. In the meantime, let the women be women. Right? This is what you're being taught by this fucking idiot. Now, what had me detract from all this bullshit was when he started attacking other people. This guy has a notorious fucking history of making friends with the wrong people, and then the good people that should be on his side, he talks a bunch of shit about them. He can't seem to hold on to a friendship, and he's constantly fucking attacking motherfuckers. Making weird ass accusations with little to no basis. And this is what he's teaching you. Just slander your way to the top. Fuck everybody. Let me contradict my fucking statements all the fucking time. Let me give you a statistic that is true in nature and then immediately contradict it with false hope. Let me not address the fact that women are drinking more than ever, having liver problems more than ever, are in dire need of needing to be on head meds more than ever, getting false diagnoses more than ever, a majority of women having autism more than ever, making poor decisions more than ever. Let's ignore all that and just provide for them in hopes that your fucking relationship is going to work. And dude, the guy just will not let go of youth. He won't. That is another sign of a fucking guy. Like, all these PUAs don't want to let go of their youth. They don't want to dress their age. They don't want to conduct themselves accordingly. They don't want to do anything other than just fucking stick their face in the camera and just look at me. Look at me. I'm so fucking famous. I've got all this talent. I've got all this shit. And you can do it too. You know, for a man as gifted as he is, wasting his time contradicting himself, it bothers me. It sickens me. Because I've seen this shit time and time again by so many fucking people that lead other men astray.
Kentucky. Then when they get that girl, they don't know what the hell to do with her. Oh, well, she's got a low body count. Oh, but she's got doesn't have a no body count. So we got to check her off the list.
See what I mean? Just assumes what you're going to do. Like, that's his belief about you. His belief is that once you get that girl with the low body count, then you're going to fucking move the goalpost. Maybe that's the fucking type of men that he's surrounding himself with. Because I'm starting to realize that a lot of the men that I've noticed in MGTOW are going through different tier levels of pain and a lot of tier levels of psychological philosophy when it comes to the MGTOW philosophy. Hammerhand's idea of MGTOW is going monk. And that's the only way. And his way is the right way. And he is going to fucking gatekeep. He's going to gatekeep that. Going monk. Right? And then you have Undead Chronic, who's like, I'm going to party it up and I'm going to use all these sluts' bodies for the sake of just using them. But I'm not going to put a ring on it if, you know, unless she's a complete fucking virgin. And then again, tier systems. One guy has clearly had his heart broken one too many times, and the other guy has no idea what fucking heartbreak looks like. When I'm in the middle, when I'm realistic, I know what fucking heartbreak looks like, and I'm definitely not gonna fucking put any ring on anybody with these laws in place. I'm not gonna fucking sleep around because it's just way too fucking dangerous. It's too sketchy. There's too many vindictive women out here that are, you know, that are same mindset that Rollo has, a childish mindset of just like, I want to get revenge on the next motherfucker. I wish a motherfucker would mentality. I wish a motherfucker would try to get me to fall in love with him. Because that's what the last motherfucker did to me. He got me to fall in love. He gave me this STD. He gave me this kid. He gave me this. He gave me that. Now I'm going to spill that onto someone else. And I see this shit everywhere I go. Fuck, man. The last podcast that I tried to start, I could hear just one dude losing his fucking mind, and the other guy was just like in it just to have a good time, and I was again stuck in the middle. Oh, you know what? That would be a really good man. I wish I could edit these videos that way. I could put that one song from Reservoir Dogs, where Mr. White was like dancing and fucking cutting up that cop. I guess my point is that there's tier levels to everything in life. I'm not going to go extreme to the point where I'm going to say like, fuck this. I'm taking, you know, if you have a body count more than one, like, dude, who gives a fuck about the body count? I'm worried about your fucking your mental health. Are you there? I can understand if a woman has a 5 body count that were honest and earnest fucking men that, you know, she had 3-year relationships with each and every one. That to me makes sense. Took some time off. How about this? She had 10 of them. How about this? 15, maybe even 20. A few of them in high school, a few of them in her adult, you know, in her fucking, what is it? Like young adult years, and trying to fucking figure herself out. And then she figured herself out and was like, you know what? I'm going to start taking my relationship serious. Mid-20s, gets her fucking life together. Had two serious relationships. Makes sense to me. But this 200 bullshit? Fucking forget it, dude. Or how about this? A girl with a body count of 3, and she's a party animal. She won't stop drinking. Sorry. Ain't doing that. Or a chick who tells me, oh, I've only had 3 serious boyfriends, but I have like a body count of 40. Like, nah, man. You're just showing me inconsistency in your fucking, in your life. And I see that shit all the time. It's more about the person's character and what they fucking value and their principles and ethics. More than I give a fuck about what, like, how many people they're sleeping with. And with the marriage shit that's going on right now, yeah, marriage is off the table. Having kids? No. If you're going to use them as a fucking pawn, that's off the table too. And I'm definitely not going to be surrounding myself with fucking men that are doing sketchy shit. Like fucking smoking weed all the time. Getting drunk all the time. Fucking ridiculous, dude. All my buddies all quit drinking. All of them. They were like, no, it was affecting my work and I don't want to lose my boat and I don't want to lose my house. In their 20s. Like, no, fuck that. My life is way too valuable and I got a pretty decent relationship right now that I don't want to fucking lose. It's just polar opposite when it comes to the other fucking people that I've met, that I've heard in this space. Just these childish fucking mentalities, these childish notions. And fucking Rolo's the captain of all of them. He's leading every one of his followers to their demise. And the worst part is they don't see it because of the statistics and the facts that he brings to the table. That is his only weapon. That is kind of like, what was it? His holly stick. That is basic. That is his bully pulpit. And it's sickening, man. I'm sick and tired of seeing that shit. I'm just hoping that a lot of you men will wake up and see it too. Guard your heart.